4NUE. Let me make sure I got it. So I'm going to give you both. First of all, let's say this. If I'm in the middle of, the Blue Ridge Net, no disrespect intended, Andy, I'm not going to ask Andy to take the net for me. Because you're right. This is not an easy job. And somebody who has never done it, that's just not professional, period, the way I see it. But, like I said initially, I know Gary's listening, I know Patrick's listening, Mark and Wendy are listening, blah, blah, blah. So, yes, I'm going to reach out to one of them and ask them. So, did I clarify that point? Because that's kind of important there.
Then, as long as it ain't no, you know, just a routine thing here, like we're talking about primarily right now, that's fine.
Larry, this is Chad. Will you take the net for me? Larry says, yes. My net count is 56. I've got 6 pieces of traffic. And the following individuals have comments. AF4SX, WX4MWA, KE6TCG, KD4SRR, WDARON, and N4ZLK. Did you copy that?
I, of course, got the head count for check-ins. And I got the pieces of traffic. But if you say call signs that quick, there aren't 2 people that I know personally who could write it down. This is similar to CW in a way. Asking for confirmation takes time. The time is worthwhile depending on how important the accuracy is. And if you say, let's just take Gary or Steve, I can spell that pretty quick. I can write in cursive. Call signs I always write in block letters, which will take a lot more time than picking up of the pen and the putting down of the pen. You never copy CW in block letters. It takes too much time, too much agility with the pen. You always use cursive. One letter always connects to the next. That is the general rule that I'm aware of. But to answer your question, no. I gave up when I heard the call signs. KK4JBQ.
Okay, let's do it this way. So here's the second script. Larry, this is Chad. Will you take the net for me and answer? Larry, this is Chad. Will you take the net for me?
This is KK4JBQ. I will take the net.
KK4JBQ, KO4NUE. My net count is 36. How copy? Over.
Forget how you phrased it. KO4NUE, KK4JBQ, I copy 36 check-ins.
JBQ, KO4NUE, the net holds 6 pieces of traffic. How copy? Over. Just say good copy. KK4JBQ, KO4NUE, the following stations have comments for the net. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, ZYXB. Good copy?
B, KK4JBQ. I copy ABCDE, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, ZYXB. QSL.
So, here's my question, my point. What takes more time? To break it step by step or to back up and deconflict confusion if it's all given at once? And here's where I got this idea. The radiogram's the same way. You have three blocks of information. You don't proceed to the next block until you know the receiving station has copied the original block. Now that, to me, that is sound practice, right?
Practice, however, you point out that there is a cost to acknowledging individual blocks of information. But it's worthwhile in as much as the most important thing is to get it correct. And you can't be sure of that unless you get a confirmation. It's a necessary cost.
KI4LZI. I've heard traffic down on the sideband that a number of times, and they have to go back ever so often sometimes when there's traffic being passed to make sure everything, like they might have missed a letter and a call sign or somewhere in the body of the traffic. Sometimes it's, you got to go back and confirm that everything, because accuracy is important. You got to kind of balance out the speed with accuracy, but the accuracy should always be the top priority in my book. KI4LZI.
So, Larry, your recommendation is, first recommendation is to strike QSL. So, if I'm going to break it down block by block and receive confirmation with the individual blocks, then if I don't use QSL, then what? How copy?
Be right to the point. Do you copy or how copy? And as I said, I'm not persnickety about it. It's just important to know what's expected. It's a back and forth. And both of those, to my mind, both of those are acceptable. And you choose what you choose and don't bite somebody's head off. It's, you know, you've heard it. Don't bite somebody's head off for using a Q code that should be commonly understood among this group of people. KK4JBQ.
I just heard on the sideband that two or three nights ago, someone passing traffic and they said what you just said, how copy. So I would think the how copy would be the best way to go. I heard that two or three nights ago on the sideband they using that when they were over the traffic I had at that time.
Let me make sure I got it. So, strike QSL and add how copy. All right, so here's what I'm giving up for QSL. If I say QSL, that's a statement and a question in itself. It can be either or, and it's easily interpreted in your mind. Okay, well, they're giving a statement or they're asking a question. Either one deserves a response. If I don't use that, then what that's costing, which is not a big deal, is how copy over.
You know, if you've ever run a relay race, there has to be this thing that you pass. Ordinarily, we would call it a baton. And who's got it? That can't be in question. So if you say over, that's over to you. And the next one to speak is understood. And there's no cost there involved. Also, QSL is three letters. How copy is many more than three. You know, it's like seven. And that's why the Q code is considered the most efficient way of, and efficiency is a little more important in CW. I believe in the Q codes. Some people do not. They have a trouble with it on FM, on 2 meters, whatever their reasoning for it is. I say we're all hams. We all need or should know what these codes mean, and not bicker about it. KK4JBQ.
KI4LCI. The thing about it is, you know, there's going to be some people on the phone that's not going to know all the Q codes. The Q codes was primarily, of course, I use them every now and then myself. I won't dispute I do sometimes, but it was primarily meant for CW, primarily what the Q codes was meant for. But I've listened some down on the site, like you told you just on the last transmission, how copy, I heard that with my own ears. Someone passing, it was just routine, unimportant routine traffic. It was. And so it wasn't as critical as it could be. But if you're looking for accuracy, you know, you got to keep that in mind. Accuracy, especially during emergency times, is critical. KI4LZI. Go ahead, Chad.
So, the way I'm viewing this, and I'm analytical this way, is that until I send my last piece of information, even though I'm exiting, I'm still in control of the net. I'm in a transitionary space where I'm handing it off. But until I hand it off, that very last word, if I'm calling the net, I'm it. So I either use QSL or it is, well, let me do it this way. So, Andy, if I say to you a statement and I say over, how do you interpret that? Opposed, yeah, let me stop there. If I give you a statement and say over, what does that mean to you?
KI4LZI, I'll admit I don't use the over. I know some that does, and in my eyes, that means you're done transmit. W4FHJ, he uses over a lot. He does. And I've heard one or two others that does that. But when you hear the word over, that should be the last of your transmission on that key down at the very least.
I got it. Same question again, but with some additional information. Say over, you respond, and then I respond back and say out. Now what does over mean?
Some not on the Mars frequencies too about the out business. I've heard another number of hams that's also on Mars use the out business. And way I interpret now this out business, unfortunately, a lot of this varies from one thing to another situation, but I interpreted that to be that they was done transmitting the out part. That's how I interpreted it.
Let me add this. Let me make sure I got it. Straight out of the ARRL handbook. And I'm struggling with the script here, and I have injected both of these in here. And the main point of this is it needs to be quick and it needs to be professional. That's my main point there. If I had to prioritize those, it would be professional, accurate, and as quick as possible. Hey, these guys know what they're doing. That sounded really neat. And I think there's some learning that comes with that in just listening. That's my viewpoint, but it's a terrible place to be in my mind sometimes, and sometimes things are just really simple for me, but it's not for others, and I guess that's kind of why we're here, so Larry and Andy, if you're listening to this exchange on a net, what is more professional?
4JBQ. Well, I think it's more professional to be clearly understood, and that, I'm afraid that's going to depend on who it is you're talking to. You can speak, but you can't hear for the other person. They can speak, but they can't hear for you. So there's a common routine, accepted, and well understood. And I probably should add it should be practiced. And that's why early on I suggested that this be worked out, like you say, and then played out sometime in the middle of check-ins. You know that the people that have already checked in whatever alphabetical group they might be, you simulate an emergency. And the person, now this has to be planned and executed like in real time for real. So, let's say I've checked in already, and you choose that somewhere between I through L and or somewhere in a group, there's a pause, unexpected perhaps. And the next thing everybody hears that's on the air, checked in or on the air waiting, they hear this simulation. After the simulation is successfully done, then the net control comes back and says, what you have just heard is a simulated exchange that we have worked out for transfer of the schedule net control to another operator. Well, I don't know if that's the place for it. I don't know where that's the next thing to determine, Chad. What's the place for this? KK4JVQ.
I'll answer that question quite bluntly. Let me make sure I got it. If the club is in, I wouldn't say control, if the club is assigned that pair, and the club invests in the equipment to use that pair, then why can't the club say, we want to train on that pair? That's where the stress is, right? The anxiety comes with that microphone. And my viewpoint is that if that's where the stress is, then let's deal with that. Because there's a lot of lessons going on here. It's not just this exchange. It's you know, dealing with that as well. But let me clarify this to you, is that this is part of the training, so that new members can hear, hey, this is how this is, it might not be, you know, this is how it's properly done. I'm not sure there is a proper. I'm not sure there is guidelines. I haven't found any of it in ARRL. This is what you do step by step. I haven't found that, and I have looked. So, at a minimum, then if you're going to write your own script, then a minimum, it needs to sound like some thought was put into it and that it was professionally done. Without it being chaotic. That's my viewpoint. Do you agree or disagree with that?
KI4LZI. That's the thing about it, you know. During a normal routine type situation, some things will be one way. You take, say, like if you got a like I was saying earlier about that Hurricane Watson, where they change off net controls every 2 hours. I doubt that those that was picked to do that, they learned that. I hate to say it this way, but they probably learned it without being on the air, so to speak. They was kind of trained otherwise to do that. But those that does that every 2 hours on that Hurricane Watson, they had to learn that some way. But whether they learned it on the air or if they learned it by doing some kind of something from ARRL class, I can't really tell you. But those are about right there as close to something like you're talking about where they change out every 2 hours. And let's say this hurricane's out there for 3 days and they're active for 3 days. There's going to be a lot of net controls filling those 2 hours, Larry. KI4LZI.
KK4JBQ. Well, Chad, Andy, as far as I know now, Andy is not perhaps aware of the training that takes place on the Thermal Belt Net, and the Thermal Belt Club, each member has participated. The work that has been put in, the success that has been realized, the confidence that has been a result of all that work. I will say, with knowing where I am and whose repeater I'm talking on, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's net, the BRARS net, accomplished I'm trying to choose my words here. I can't find good words. Battle-hardened hams who have been in stressful situations, who know what to say. I could name them, but you know who they are. And you're in good shape if they're on the net, if they're already present, if their radio's on and they're listening. You're in fine shape. But if they're not, and there's not been any effort toward educating the entire community who use the resource, how to handle the resource when hell breaks loose. The response has to be just as quick as the threat of failure to overcome the possibility of failure. So, Andy, I'll tell you that the Blue Ridge Net recognizes the importance of such things as message handling and successfully establishing and testing out the viability of a simplex net. Those two things, as far as I know of, or at least in the 10 years that I've been present, have not been attempted on the Blue Ridge net. That population doesn't see it in the same way. So, with that said, I think it's very good candidates for training in the months to come. Maybe that's what our time tonight has been.
Repeater, time out, exit. Repeater, time out, clear.
Up at 1 a.m., babe.
Okay, I'm not going to say all that again. But anyway, where did I drop off?
This. Let me make sure I got it. I have different purposes. And that's just the way it is. And this net provides an excellent service for being family oriented, and that's obvious with the amount of check-ins. But what if there's a net that, you know, we'd like to contribute to Skywarn, and we'd like to be a part of that, and some of our members, well, a lot of our members actually want to be able to participate in that. So when we do participate in that, so here's the driver behind all of this is last year the winter storm came in last February, and our club contributed for 26 hours. I was wore out. I mean, worn out. And when Billy opened the net, I was there. When Billy closed the net, we shut down. But other club members heard that and wanted to be a part of that and share in that responsibility. So that's why this is, you know, happening here. You know, I know there's some experienced hams here and just want to get their advice on what that sounds like. You know, I'll send this out to the club body for review, or the club leadership for review, and clean it up. But I just need it to be in a halfway decent shape before it gets there. And you're right, Larry, this is not something that just happens. Hey, Andy, take the net for me. I'm leaving. No, you can't. No, you can't do that. But this is part of the New Year's training. So, yes. And I just want to get it, you know, get some advice and get it cleaned up so that when it happens, everybody knows, and we've got some really new members, hey, you know, I see how this works now. And they can learn by listening. And then you've got that select few that through participation. So I'm trying to strike two notes there, and that's not always easy to do, but that's the goal.
How's the guy? I have all the answers, Chad. The only thing I know is from what I've heard myself, and those people who does that hurricane watch net on 14325 and 7268, for them to even be picked to do that on the hurricane watch net, they got to be very skilled and trained in what they do, because some of these hurricanes might last 2 or 3 days, and they might be activated at different times during these 2 days in 2 hour increments. One ham in 2 hours for who knows how many hours those 3 days. But as you say, Larry said, y'all learning some over there. They had to learn all that, most of it, prior to actually being on the air to a degree, some of it. Unless they're going to listen to that when that's going on all the time, for sure. But that's kind of something similar where you're changing off on a regular basis there. In a situation like that where it's ever so many hours, so no one, net control doesn't tire out immediately. You're doing it every 2 hours like that. What do you think, Larry? KI4LZI.
Hey, Andy and Chad. I made some assumptions, and basically one of them was wrong, and that is I assume that because we're on the 610 repeater, I assume that we would be utilizing this repeater in the beginning to do the training. This population needs this kind of training, whether they realize it or not. Some of them would be very willing to participate. Some of them would not. But I know the hunger that the thermal belt has for continuing education in this hobby. It's a marvelous thing that particular club demonstrates. And also, combining these two ideas is very possible. Begin the training on the thermal belt, man. Iron it out. Get it working in that theater. And then approach Dave, the net manager, on the possibility of having a training net at a different time, different schedule, on this repeater because of its increased reach and the population that's already being served. Make the announcement, make the offer. What do you think about that? KK4 JBQ.
KI4LZI. Kind of like what Chad said a while ago, I'm glad he sees this. Different types of nets are different types of nets. Not all nets are the same. Not all are. Some are just routine, some are just casual, some are emergency, you know, disaster. You got different types of nets on top of that. Go ahead, Chad.
Let me say this. I'm going to be careful here. I have discussed this with Dave, and he was very receptive to that. As far as looking at the plan, but that would for him to review and make that decision. But it has been discussed, and I'm sure that would be up to, you know, the custodian and the net manager as well. But if it's offered and taken, that's great. If it's offered and refused, that's great too. No issues there. It's just, like I said, we have a different purpose, and this helps that purpose. But it can help a different kind of net too. So this is not geared toward just one. It's geared toward both to make better. But that would, like I said, that would have to go through, you know, leadership to determine that. But at any rate, it is what it is. I've got a rough script down, and, you know, who knows what will happen with the new year. I think it's clean. I think it's succinct, and I think it's copacetic. All of that. I just got to get some details worked out. Putting that by y'all and see what y'all thought about it. Like I said, in my mind, it's really clear. But what comes out of somebody's speaker may not be what's rolling around in this mess up here. So, and that's exactly why we're having this conversation. But anyway, I appreciate the input, and, you know, would take closing comments because I'm on. It's almost 2:00.
This is out of turn, but anyway, I'll say that this was time well spent, and I got a few things straight in my head about what's going on, and I thank you for that. I feel that I'm a little better prepared for something that's coming in the new year, at least for the Thermal Belt Club, and a good progression with the Thermal Belt Repeater and the Brawler's Repeater. I think if it works well in one and with, you know, Dave's cooperation and interest, you know, sometimes what people need is not what they're aware of, and making people aware of something that without it, this is the whole nut of it. Without some worked out way to get it done well, things could just fall on the ground, just roll across the floor like marbles, and disaster strikes when you're not prepared. And so this has all been worthwhile, and I thank you for being a part of it. KK4JBQ.
I don't claim to know everything. I'm just telling you what I've heard, witnessed, mainly what I've heard, obviously, like I was saying about on the Hurricane Watch Net. Those people have to know this stuff. They have to. Of course, they're not on a repeater. But to change out every 2 hours for however many hours they do that for 2 or 3 days straight, they have to know that stuff. Go ahead, Chad. KI4LCI.
We're going to give it a shot and see how it goes. This is KO4NUE. I think I may be a rarity. That's just my opinion. I don't have a problem at all with making a mistake where the stress is. That sounds awful, but once you feel that sting, that was a horrible mess. Then that is a driver and motivator to do it again, but this time, you know, you get some redemption. And I'll leave y'all with this. One of the worst butt chewings I ever got in the military. I'm not going to tell you what it was about, but it was a dangerous decision, and it was the wrong decision to make, and I deserved it. And it seemed like the right thing to do at the time, but just did not think things through clearly. And it got documented on a counseling statement. And, when the commander got, you know, finished with me, he basically said, you know, hey, what say you? And I just said, you know, I agreed. After listening to his side of it, I agreed. But you know, though, that there will be a day of redemption. So that is the point of all this, is I don't mind making mistakes because I know what that does. I know how that motivates me. But I think the majority of people are not like that. Their call sign is their identity in this world. And to have your call sign in good standing is very important, as it should be. I'm a little different. I want my call sign to be in good standing, but I also want my call sign to be associated with, hey, this guy's gonna try it. He may not sound right, but eventually he's gonna get it worked out. And I'm okay with that, because ultimately I know that there are newer hams that are listening, and they may not want to ask a question, but they can listen and learn. And that's how I learned. To call the net for the first time after getting my license, that motivated me and Anna both that, hey, what if, you know, what if we did that? What if we could do that? What if we could be a part of this community by contributing that way? And that's made all the difference. But we had to listen and learn. So without asking questions. And as Larry knows, eventually I got to the point to where this is going too slow for me. I'm just going to put it out there and stick my shovel right in it. So with that, I want to let both of y'all know also, Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to both of y'all. And y'all have a wonderful night. This is KO4NUE 73, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
BQ. It is Christmas Eve, and I have one final note. I recalled a conversation that I had recently with WRARW Robert, who is the Aries regional manager, that there is a lot more to this, and especially for Aries and Races, and that is a quite formal FEMA incident command system. FEMA has established this, and there's training available. It's free and it's online. And it identifies lots of situations where who is in command is that person is well identified, well understood across the whole field. And when the command is relinquished and taken up by another person, that whole field. Chad, you know how important this is, and FEMA has made it, has made a whole training exercise on this. It would be worthwhile to take a peek into that. Maybe you're already aware of this, and this is old hat to you. But establishing who the commander is, having an action plan, when this comes up, when you'll be challenged with it, whether it's a plane on a runway that's in trouble or a house that's on fire and you're the first to arrive on the scene and you take charge, but then when do you hand that charge to the fire commander? And this is right up your alley, Chad. So I just point that out, that FEMA has a system of courses to teach this. It'd be worthwhile if you weren't aware. KK4JBQ.
KI4LZI, you talking about those ICS courses, what you talking about? Over here, let's see, there was the 100, I don't have nothing for me to tell me, but 100, 700, 200, and two or three others, I can't remember them right now, but that's what you're referring to, Larry, those ICS courses, as we call them. Go ahead, Chad.
Incident command structures, and there's four of them that you have to be certified with through FEMA. ICS 100, 101, 103, and 700. They're quite difficult classes. 40 something hours for me to complete them, and you're right, it is right up my alley, and maybe it's too formal for this kind of, you know, at any rate, Merry Christmas, y'all. 73s, y'all have a wonderful night. I'm going to secure my station, and we'll see y'all tomorrow night on the net. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
I've heard any cues so on here. That's late on this repeater. The reason why I heard y'all in here come in here. Heard anybody here this late on here in a long, long time. So KI4LZI, shutting things down.
Here. You're mighty welcome. KK4JBQ, I am clear.